Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Howdy, Doug Mellard.
Howdy, Doug Benson.
Oh,
wow. Welcome to Texas.
You're really Texaning it up. We are backstage at the Come and Take It Fest in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that out on stage?
Yeah.
During the podcast?
My air guns.
That'd be a fun little accent to whenever somebody's finished talking. Just you be over there just going, pew, pew, pew. We're at the Secret Group on Polk Street in, I guess this is downtown Houston.
Sure
or
is.
On the other side of the highway
downtown
from downtown
adjacent.
Houston. It's Saturday, November 19th. This episode, Doug, will not be available for people to listen to for a couple of weeks.
Whoa.
So if anybody gets too topical, we got to rein them in.
Right. I'll
you know,
watch it.
Especially with their plugs.
We
don't want them to plug things that are that the listeners can't participate in. We got two terrific comedians who are here for the festival, River Butcher and Shane Torres.
Yeah. Oh my. Woohoo! Yeah!
Those are two friends of ours that haven't done the show yet. And this festival was supposed to happen last May, and I had booked them, and then it didn't happen. And
That's
so I've been
right.
wanting to kind of just have them on as a guest on a regular episode, but then just saved them for this reboot of the festival, and it worked out, I guess. I mean, we'll see if they show up. We haven't seen them yet. Yeah, and what, you have to get back to Austin tonight?
I do, unfortunately.
So you're not going to drink or anything?
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I was hoping for drunk Doug Mellard today, but I'll settle for safe Doug sure. Mellard. Let's go to work. Wow! Hello, Houston!
Hello!
Hello, Doug Mellard!
Hey, buddy. That sounded great in these acoustics, man.
Right,
the
I
song,
did like
oh my
it.
Yeah, perfect venue for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even if the rest of the show isn't that great, it was just fun for me to hear our theme song.
In a dark venue.
Just pumped, just loud, and yeah, that was fun. Thanks for being here, everybody. We are at the Come and Take It Festival, Comedy Takeover 2022. It's about time comedy took over. Comedy's just taken a back seat for too long. And finally, we're here at the forefront. And do you have any other opening remarks you'd like to make, Doug?
Yeehaw! Woohoo! Check out my Fat Pat shirt I wore for Houston, huh?
Wait, yeah. What does it say on it?
Wait.
You read it out loud. This is a podcast. Or can you read it upside down?
Welcome to land. Where just don't stop. Fat Pat. He's a Houston rapper. It's badass.
Okay.
Yeah, with the Astros colors representing. What's up? Yeah. Teen Wolf and Fat Pat.
How'd the Astros do this last season? They do all right?
I think they did okay.
I heard rumors that it might have been a good season. Eric likes them. For the listeners, I did a pre-interview with Eric just to clear him as a head audience member, and because he's sitting in that seat where, you know, whenever I see somebody alone in that seat, I kind of worry about. I keep an eye on him. You got to keep an eye on loners these days. I'm sad. It's sad to say. But also, I appreciate anybody who come out to a comedy club alone, because some people just won't do it. Do you go to movies alone too, Eric?
Concerts
Concerts. Yeah. Okay, that's, you changed it to a different thing, but sure. I mean, a concert, I get it more going alone to a concert because you can kind of just stand in the back or move around more freely if you're there by yourself, I guess. But movies, lots of people like to have their someone with them. I could watch them alone, too. I'm into it. Do you sneak from theater to theater? Because that's hard to get a date to do. Can't get a date to do that sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it's better solo.
You know, so that's a good solo activity.
Yeah.
Seeing a bunch of movies in one day, only paid for one. Yeah, probably overpaid, though, as it is. let's get our guests out here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, this is very exciting because this festival had a postponement, and these two guests had been booked, and I was very excited to have them on. And then,
and it's crazy because they didn't do anything for 6 months. They just waited to do
this
again.
They just left their whole career on hold.
Yeah.
Both of them, like when this Wide World of Dougs thing is happening for reals.
They were cryogenically frozen for 6 months.
We're going to be there. Well, we'll get into that with them. They both seem very warm. They're warm individuals. Even though they were frozen. Give it up, everybody, for River Butcher and Shane Torres!
Yeah! Hey, guys. Hey.
There's always, like, a detail that I miss when, you know, putting on live shows like this, and the one that I just realized tonight is we have nowhere to put our drinks.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, there's no, like, stools up here to set our drinks on,
we need a bunch of gerbil gravestones.
Oh, no.
All right. Drinks on.
We already have a gerbil reference out of the gate because in the pre-show, Doug Mellor did his classic Richard Gere bit. And so that's why gerbils are in the air here today and might get mentioned again. It could happen.
Gerbil.
See, there it happened again already.
They're in
so
the air.
Fast.
Seamless.
Let's say hello to our guests individually, starting with directly to my right. It's River Butcher, everybody.
Hello. What's up, you guys?
How has your Come and Take It festival been thus far?
My come and... Whoa, yeah.
Oh, it's been great for that person.
Speaking for me.
Who can just come anywhere.
That's
yeah.
Right. And they certainly take it. They really do take it. It's been great. Houston's great. Love to be here. Lots of good food. Lots of walking around. Lots of trucks. Big truck guy.
Those are my top three reasons for being here. The food,
The
food, the walking,
food,
and the trucks.
Walking around, and the trucks. The big, trucks and the walking around does get a little dangerous trucks. Every now and then, but...
It does, because they got trucks that
they
are like a city block long, so you just don't know what's going on. Is that thing parked or about to hit me?
That's right.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And to River's right, we have a gentleman who goes by the name Shane Torres!
Nice to see ya.
Woo!
Fucking do it.
You look like you just came from like the Pacific Northwest.
So do you.
Is that a... Yeah, you got me.
No, I guess that's fair. No, I came from Omaha, which is decidedly different and much colder and politically nowhere near the same.
I find it's difficult to fly in and out of Omaha. Is that just me?
Yeah, because they just got running water, so the flights are kind of... no, it's very strange, because it's an airport with like 20 gates, maybe, but they are all in a room about this size. Yeah. So it's pretty like packed in, and then there's like one restaurant that everybody... goes to eat at, like it's popular, but it's really just the only option.
Let's give him a plug.
It was called Lenny's Takeaway and Fly. And a breakfast burrito that is slowly working its way through my body. And I think around this time tomorrow, I'll pass something that looks like a rock.
Yeah. It looks like all of Iraq.
It looks like
a country. The size of a country.
No, it looks like the rock.
In Iraq.
It's the size of Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just took a Dwayne Johnson-sized crap. It's called Jumanji 2. I never saw it. Was it good? Or I did see it. Or one of them I didn't see.
Wait, are we
see.
Talking about Shane's shit or the movie?
I haven't seen Shane's shit or Jumanji 2.
Well, one of them did decidedly better at the box office.
Only one of them was a bomb. Hey, full disclosure, they're having toilet issues here at the venue, but it's back in the green room, so this is just a shout out to all the comics.
Yeah, so...
Because it doesn't say out of order. It's kind of sitting there like daring you to go ahead and give it a try.
So if you could keep it more to like a Kevin Hart size shit, that'd be better.
Yeah.
I want a Kevin Hart and a Rock size shits together because they're so fun together. Those two, what an indelible pair of film comedians. They were in that one movie and then they did another thing.
Central Intelligence and then that Jumanji. Other one. Right?
Oh, yeah, both Jumanjis.
Yeah.
But then they went too rogue with Central Intelligence, if you ask me.
I liked it quite a bit.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at me. I'm fairly easy to get. Yeah, it's not going to take a lot to hold my attention.
Oh, you're one of those guys?
Yeah, I just want. It's got to be on.
Give us an example of a movie that you think is bad.
Oh, man. Star Wars?
Whoa.
People are upset.
No,
you do not fuck with Star Wars in Texas.
I didn't like The Master, and everybody seemed to like that.
Master is terrible. I am with you on that.
I thought that was one of those
so
movies.
So goddamn boring.
I thought that was a movie everybody was like told they were supposed to like.
What's that?
I thought that was like a movie everyone was told they were supposed to like because the subject matter is compelling, but then the movie itself sucked.
I guess so. I feel that way about like half of the Paul Thomas Anderson movies. Like some of them I really love, and others I'm like, what was the... That was not for me. I did not need to see a movie about an angry man who does a lot of sewing. And also, they never explained. I don't know who the Phantom was in Phantom Thread. I couldn't follow the Phantom Thread in that movie, if you will. Okay, so we'll talk about movies tomorrow on Doug Loves Movies. Today, we are here to discuss names and just how they... affect us or don't affect us. You know, it's different with everybody. Oh, but first, Doug, I almost forgot. What's the new question I like to ask all the guests on the show?
Oh, how many tattoos do you have?
Oh, shit.
Who are we starting with?
Shane.
We'll go Shane.
I have two.
Whoa.
Tattoos?
Two tattoos. Jumanji 2 tattoos. It's Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yeah. The Rock's my thigh piece.
How do you feel about these tattoos? Any regrets?
None, no.
Any interest in getting more?
For sure.
You're going to get more?
I might get one tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Is Houston like a good place to get it done?
I don't know anything about the culture or the world. I'm just kind of walking through it. You know, like, you know when you like first get into music and you're like, I don't know what kind of shit I'm into. And you're like, and you're just kind of grabbing everything in the CD store or whatever. That's what I'm doing with tattoos right now. Mm. It looks real tacky.
Are you still going to CD stores?
Coconuts.
Where else are you going to go for tattoo ideas?
I just have the Goo Goo Dolls album covers on my leg.
Hoobastank.
Like with the jewel case, though?
Yeah,
like
and the weird lockbox on top.
Yeah, the shackle?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got the Nevermind baby on my thigh, but I got rid of all the other imagery, so it's just a baby, essentially. No one gets it. People don't get me. My Nevermind baby tattoo.
Never mind my baby tattoo.
Well, Doug, we've established on this show, has more tattoos than he can count.
Not that I could count them, but...
You haven't.
It's like multiple sittings. Like, how do you... It's
I know. I would know how I would do it. Each time I got one, I'd be like, now I have this many. Like, I would know as I went along.
I don't know, but like, I'll get them like... I got one like... the most recent one was like 12 years from the last one, you know? Like, after a while, it's just skin. It's mostly just...
Well, can I ask, what was the one before the most recent one?
You can ask, but he doesn't know how many tattoos he even has. he needs to take off his clothes to double check his tattoos.
Maybe like a blue ghost.
Okay.
Little then, Pac-Man ghost.
A Pac-Man ghost. And what was the most recent one?
I got a mom spaghetti tattoo.
You've shown a tremendous amount of growth in the past 12 years.
It's a meatball stabbed by a fork with a noodle around it. And
oh, that's
it says
fun.
Mom spaghetti I for like no that. Reason. Not even
you came
really
up with that on your own?
Yeah, man. I'm a cool guy. Yeah.
I thought people were reacting to that mom spaghetti thing like it was a chain that they were familiar with or something. Like, oh, yeah, I know that place. But you're just mom spaghetti.
It's like
an
Eminem lyric that I was making fun of a lot in a text thread during lockdown. And it became like, mom spaghetti means awesome. It's all sarcastic.
It is also a chain restaurant now, though.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It should be. Is it?
Eminem opened it.
Yeah, he opened one in Detroit, and now there's one coming to New York.
Oh, my God, wow.
Yeah. I ate at it. It's
what
gross.
Branding?
I can eat there for life.
You get to eat there for life.
Yeah, man.
Isn't also that lyric in reference to vomiting up mom's spaghetti?
Oh, you might be right, yeah.
Isn't he like, mom's spaghetti? Because he's nervous to go, and then he's like, come on into
mom's
my vomit right restaurant.
Mom, this way. Mom's spaghetti.
But that's cool. That is cool.
I mean, it is cool. It's pretty badass if you eat vomit.
My mom hates tattoos, she'll like just cringe. But she saw that one, and she was like, "Oh, that's so sweet. You like my spaghetti."
That is
hell
wild.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Right next to it, you should have a tattoo of Mekhi Phifer. As long as you're doing references from that song.
And a young Anthony Mackie. He's in that too.
They were all young, weren't they?
I guess so, yeah. He's 50 now.
Except for, Kim Basinger, is hard to imagine her ever making spaghetti for anybody.
Oh, yeah. Except for Batman. I could see her making spaghetti for Batman.
And he'd just be like, Vicky Vale.
Yep.
While he eats it.
I have 11, if anybody's curious.
Well, that's what we were going to move on to if I was better at running these sort of things.
I just really wanted to brag that I have 11 tattoos, that's all.
I never know. You know, a lot of my friends and colleagues, I just don't even know when I ask the question how many they have. But 11, that's an impressive number.
Now.
And going to keep going?
Yeah, I just got one the other day.
Oh, wow.
It's not silly, though. It's like I'm a Taurus moon. So what? I got this like bull thing on my shoulder. It's pretty cool. It's pretty chill. It hurt like a motherfucker.
The most painful one you've gotten?
So far, yeah, because the dude was like just really heavy.
Oh.
It's the first one that's like just straight up bled that I've gotten.
Wow.
And it wasn't my longest tattoo either. It was like 2 hours because it's color and stuff. But I looked over and there's just blood seeping out of my arm.
Oh my God.
I was like heavy hand.
Dude was just like pressing it.
Oh yeah, he was super heavy.
The harder I press, the more it stings.
You can't say anything. Does that go against tattoo protocols? Ouch.
I think you can, but me as like a person, I'm like, I'm a man. This doesn't hurt. You know, whatever. I gotta prove my masculinity while on the inside. I'm like.
That's where the expression muscle through it came from.
That's right.
Guy was getting his arm tattooed.
I came up with that expression.
During that tattoo.
Yeah.
That's right.
What about
last
like,
week?
They say like the breastplate, like here is the most painful, like where's the most painful place to get a tattoo? Fingers.
And rib cage too, I think.
And rib cage.
Painful.
How about fingers and rib cage? Get them both
getting
at the
fingers
same time.
Tattooed on your rib cage.
Maybe the
That's
eyeball.
A good look.
I feel like you can't feel that.
All right.
Yeah,
you're not taking the question seriously. Maybe the brain. Maybe if I get my brain tattooed.
Upper lip.
the like. Anything inside the mouth, that all that stuff freaks me out.
It's too gooey.
I love it.
It's gross.
Yeah, that's where you're going next, inside your mouth tattoo.
Yeah. 2 + 2 = 6.
You'd be I'm like, want to see my tattoo? And you just, they have to lean in.
Come here.
Pull your mouth open. Yuck. Yuck.
Yucky.
So yucky. All right. That concludes our tattoo discussion for today. If you have any further questions, submit them via email. And now we'll talk names. I've been excited to have Shane on the show and River because two of the coolest first names we've had on the show. Shane, what's it been like having the name Shane?
It's pretty good, I guess.
You fucking liar.
I guess it's a fairly uncommon name, right?
Shane? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. I can think of like one other Shane, maybe.
One?
That you know or in general?
That I know.
Which Shane?
Shane.
Moss?
Yes.
Okay.
Now I've got two, I think.
I think, both my brothers have very weird names, so this is it's kind of standard.
I thought for a second you were going to be like, both my brothers are named Shane, so.
I have a friend named Anthony.
My sister's name is Shayna.
My mom just pulled a George Foreman and named Hey, we're in his city right now.
Can you say your siblings' names?
Yeah, Eamon and Dermot.
Oh, so,
whoa.
Yeah.
Dermot Mulroney's the only Dermot I've ever heard of.
He's the only other one I've heard of, too, truly.
Dermot, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't look the same, though. That's me saying my brother's ugly.
A lot of people are picturing Dylan McDermott right now.
That's true.
It's easy to confuse those guys.
Yeah. But it's been pretty fun so far. I'm gonna stick with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
I'm like, maybe it's a nickname cool, at some point.
You know, Shane is like a classic Western name. Mm-hmm. Not just part of the world, but I mean, you know, actual spaghetti Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
Probably had people named Shane in them. There was like a famous line in a movie where like a little kid is crying and says, "Don't go, Shane," or
come
some
back.
Shit like that. Come back, Shane.
Come back, Shane. Come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
That got yelled at me a lot.
But your parents weren't into any specific Shane. They just liked the name.
I think it was my mom's father was John, which I guess Shane is Irish or Gaelic, some kind of interpretation for it. But
my mom
was from Ireland, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why my brother's got cool names.
They say the name John sounds like Shane, and the name Sean. No, wait. But yeah, you get the idea.
Yeah.
You get the idea of the dumb joke I was trying to go for. That joke was so dumb, I couldn't even work it out. I couldn't make it happen. People started leaving the room. They're like, damn, that guy is not even... okay, so River is a cool situation for you because, you know, unless you're like my friend Daniel Van Kirk, like you as an adult, you don't have to, you know, pick out a name. How did River happen?
Oh, yeah. So I did pick out a name last year because I changed my name, and which I realized later, I could have changed the last one, too.
Oh, well, we'll get to your last name in a little bit.
We will. But I just want to, you know, just set the table for that.
Yeah.
But I like, people of a certain age, you know, I was influenced by River Phoenix, obviously, in my life. And then was like, but you can't, like, name yourself after this guy. That's so silly. And then I was like, why not? That's a cool-ass name. And my old name is, like, if in a way, they're kind of the same meaning, you know, because my old name is like, I'm not going to say it because out of respect for myself and other people, but they both basically mean river, you know, essentially in different things. So it just felt like a more fitting, you know, name. And it's a cool ass name.
Yeah.
Not that many people, although I've met more rivers than I've met my old name.
Interesting.
I knew two other people that had that name in my life, one that I actually met. And then one that I didn't ever meet, and they pronounce it differently. So, kind of wild to only meet one other person with the same name. And they had the same last initial, so we couldn't even do that.
Oh,
okay. We just had to be really specific about who was talking to us.
Well, like, you know, River Phoenix was a terrific actor. And, yeah, it's just a cool name. The whole Phoenix family, you know.
Oh, my God, so many good names.
You know, they just went crazy with the...
Like, they really did.
It was, you know...
Rainbow?
I don't know if there's a better word for it than hippie, but, you know, it's kind of a hippie situation. There's Rainbow. There. Joaquin was Leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, started out as Leaf.
Oh, wow.
I was just talking about Parenthood with somebody else. L-E-I-F, though. They did do the Nordic spelling, right?
Oh, okay,
I'm pretty sure they did. I don't think it was L-E-A-F.
Oh, it wasn't, even though everyone else was River and
everybody
Rainbow
else had the straight-up thing. Yeah. But I think they were like, we should... Because he's, like, down the line a little bit. So I think they're like, maybe we should give him a real name.
Not just something
a hippie
we saw
name.
In the park.
That's right, yeah.
Let's give his acting career a better chance than the other ones with a cooler name.
Yeah.
But
Rainbow, you know, just goes by Rain, which is kind of, I mean, that's just like a name, right?
Yeah. Rain Pryor is Richard Pryor's daughter, right?
Only cowboys get the cowgirls get the blues. Even cowgirls get the blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so that's how I got that name. And then it just felt, it's just funny because, like, I was trying to think of, I actually wanted to just have, like, a just a sort of run-of-the-mill name, you know? But then I was like, no, let's keep it weird.
Run-of-the-mill like, butcher.
That's right.
Could have been an interesting name.
Just a long-ass name.
Yeah, you but just named yourself a turn of phrase. That would have been, you're right. Like, ah, for Christ's sakes, butcher.
That's right. Yeehaw butcher.
Yeehaw butcher.
I did realize recently, too, I could have made my middle name baseball, and I really wish I would have done that.
Oh, my God.
It is yours and America's favorite pastime.
That's right. It's mine and America's favorite pastime.
Yeah.
Like, what if I could actually say baseball is my middle name? And then people are like, what? And I was like, it's true. I went through the bureaucracy. Yeah. It cost me $400, but my middle name is baseball.
That's what I was just going to say, though, is that the great thing about River and choosing that is you do have, like, a quick explanation. Like, you don't have to go into log thing. You just be like, River Phoenix, and everybody should be
People
satisfied. Some of these folks that haven't heard of Richard Gere might not also know River. But, you know, they've probably found a dead body at some point in their lives. So they have that in common
by the
with River.
Tracks, that's right.
Was it tough choosing between River and Doug?
It was really difficult. It was tough. I eventually had to put them both in a hat and then pick one. And
yeah,
it was like
two very strong
River
names.
Was what came out. It was either Doug Butcher.
That just sounds like a murderer of Dougs.
Doug
Have
Butcher.
You seen that new movie, Doug Butcher? He's got very specific victims.
Maybe that's why there's no Dougs coming to the show.
That's right.
Yeah, if they think they're going to die for their trouble, I guess it would probably
Doug Butcher
probably be
sounds
a
like the number one Remax realtor in Coral Gables, Florida. Doug.
What do you got against Coral Gables?
It's in Florida.
Yeah. It was a Florida reference.
Florida thing in general.
Yeah, I just pulled it out.
You could have been like Fort Myers.
Yeah, it could have been like Gainesville.
Oh, that's a good one. I can't think of any more Florida cities. I mean, I can think of big ones.
West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tampa.
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 Tampa's fucked
Ybor
up.
Ybor City.
Tampa's fucked up because it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if you show up in Tampa and start talking about how you're in Tampa Bay, everybody looks at you funny. It's just Tampa, basically.
Oh.
So I don't know where that, I don't know what's going on with that bay. They should change it to, they should at least spell it B-A-E, at least keep with the times. I'm going to say that about San Francisco, the Bay Area, the B-A-E area. I like it.
They're going to love that.
Yeah, that'll be a fun marketing move for my next visit. All right, well, we have to take a quick break because that's what we do on the podcast. We have a bunch of commercials we make.
So everybody in the audience has to freeze.
What's that?
Everybody has to freeze while we do this.
Oh, it's fast, though. It's real fast. We'll be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back!
Yeah! Woo!
We're at the Come and Take It Festival at this venue is called the Secret Group. Secret Group fans here today. So much good comedy here all the time at the Secret Group. HTX is where you go for more info if you're in the Houston area. And Doug, you got to get back to Austin today.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, you know, I was like, you're not gonna have a cocktail today because you have to go, you know, drive back or whatever, and then you ordered a cocktail.
Just thinking about teleporting.
So who knows what's gonna happen? is there a bullet train from Houston to Austin?
Yeah, Brad Pitt's the conductor. It's crazy.
That'd be so cool. All right, we are back, and Shane, the next question I have for you.
Okay.
Is what middle name are you working with? Do you have a middle name?
I have two. Do you want to?
What?
Okay.
You got two?
This happens every once in a while. Somebody have more than one middle name. It's interesting.
Some of us are incredibly dynamic.
We've also had guests that have no last name.
They have no last name?
I mean middle name. Yeah.
Okay. No last name.
Well, yeah, Madonna was on once. Yeah, and Cher.
Beyonce.
Cher.
Beyonce.
Eliza,
yeah, she was here.
Bono.
Lady Gaga. That's no last name.
Well, it's two.
It's two, but it's.
Yeah,
not,
it's,
I mean,
yeah, it's a title. Though.
She's
yeah,
not
yeah.
Lady Gaga of the Gagas.
She doesn't like it if you call her Mrs. Gaga.
Coral Gables.
Coral Gables Gaga.
Okay, so lay it on us. What are your two middles?
Andrew Fitzgibbon. So my mother's maiden name is all three of her sons' second middle name. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Y'all got four names?
What? Yeah, we all got four names.
Four names.
We all got, yeah. We all do have four names. No one's ever said that to me before. it made me...
That's
feel
12
bad.
Names. That makes you mad.
It's like,
sorry.
It's why they feel like.
I mean,
it made me feel poor the way you said it.
I feel like that's.
I
rich.
Always liked it. Y'all all got four names, huh?
It's rude to show off all those names around the holidays. Yeah. There's people that don't have so many names.
It's true. If somebody writes me a Christmas card and it doesn't have all four names in it, I won't read it. I'll send it back.
So wait, what was it again? So what's the, say the whole thing? Shane?
Can I ask, are you about to ask for my social security number after this?
Well, that's why we ask you, if you don't want to reveal your middle name for that kind of reason, I don't blame you.
It's Andrew Fitzgibbon.
Andrew Fitzgibbon. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it up here.
The Andrew usually throws people off.
So, yeah. So that name is all over the place.
I like to think it's like the Ocasio-Cortez of my family. Andrew Fitzgibbon. No, it's not. Never mind. We can skip that joke.
There's no dashes in any of it, right? There's no,
no.
Hyphens or anything?
I think it's hyphens, right? Not dashes.
Dashes, hyphens, commas. Are there any exclamation points in your name? How about upside down ones? Shane, Andrew. Okay, I won't say it again because you're right. It's like.
Well, I mean, this is broadcast on the internet and they can just rewind back to it.
Right? Really, that's true.
Yeah.
But I don't,
But the more you say it, the more they think about it, the more they want to rewind it.
And then
it
gets in, we ever said it.
Yeah. Then it gets in their brain, and they say it over and over
this
again.
This is a good idea.
And then one day, some guy just walks up and goes, "Are you Shane Andrew?" And I go, "Yeah." And then they're like, "Ah!" And that's the end. They say, "Hold this for me," and then I have a knife in my belly.
Intimate crime when you're knifed, you know? Yeah.
What's the motive? What did you do to make him want to murder you?
I'm
like that?
Just assuming some of your listenership is unstable. I might be right. I don't know. So, it's a podcast about names. It's just like that fucking Tom Hanks movie that was a book. Philadelphia.
Splash?
No.
Angels and Demons?
Yeah, that one, yeah. The Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the Da Vinci Code?
Well, he probably had a middle name. It's a famous name. I don't know, man. Fuck. I slept for an hour. I'm pretty tired. I slept for an hour, and I'm giving away my personal information.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
But just so everybody's up to speed, his address is... No, we'll move on. You know, anytime you want us to move on, happy to do it.
Oh. All right. I'm enjoying myself quite a bit.
Okay, good. River, what? Yes. So it's not, you didn't get baseball for a middle name.
I did not.
When you had the chance.
I really struck
out. Maybe you should do a
there.
GoFundMe and raise the $400. Because who wouldn't want to help out with that? Because
that's
baseball
right.
would be
a, is there a GoFundMe for
name.
Filling out paperwork? Because that's
oh, because
that's
that
what
also
I have
is
the harder
hassle?
Problem. Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
Like the
yes.
money's nothing compared to the paperwork.
No, I would pay more than $400 if somebody else just did it for me.
Okay.
Because you have to tell everything. But I will say, what's funny about like just how silly it is and like bureaucratic and dumb is that I was trying to like. I did all the name changes with all the big dogs, right? Bank, DMV, all that stuff, Social Security. I did all those ones. And then I was like, I'll just take them as they come after that. I'll come and take it, you know? And so then I got like my Best Buy rewards because it keeps saying my old name. And I'm like, well, I'm sick of seeing this old name. I just don't want to see it anymore. And so I like start the process and they're like, oh, you're going to have to send us the forms. And those forms cost like $40 to get your court order back. So each one is worth $40. And Best Buy rewards is like, you have to prove that you had a legal name change to us for you to get your rewards. And then I got in a car accident where somebody rear-ended me, and I called and realized I hadn't done it with them yet. And they're like, oh, no problem. We'll just send you over to that department. And I get on the phone with my car insurance, and this guy's like, what's your new name? I told him. And he's like, and there's a gender change? I was like, yep, it's an M now. And he's like, great, you're all set. I was like, I don't have to send you anything? He's like, no, we trust you. My car insurance! But Best Buy is like, you're going to need to come down to the office.
That's so wild.
Like, what?
But you couldn't get your points on your Skullcandy headphones that you
right.
did.
That's right.
That's fucking insane.
My points for my big Blu-ray that I just
There's
bought.
Too many things in life like that where if the person that says you have to come down, if you just hang up and call again, the
guy.
Next person might go, yeah, you're all set.
Yeah, you're all set.
You
know,
no
yeah,
problem.
It's so ridiculous.
There's just such different levels
it's wild,
of
yeah.
what people
but the,
are the, willing to do for you.
The car insurance thing, was. I was like, I don't have to send you anything. He's like, no, you're good. All right. All that being said, my middle name is now Buddy. The look on your face when I said that. That's why
no,
I made
I
my middle
at
name
the,
Buddy.
You laughing at it. Like, that was yeah. so funny that you laughed right away when you said it.
I just think it's such a funny middle name. I have it for a cute reason, but it's like a great... I love it. Yeah. I will say that I got a TSA officer put my... Because I have the real ID thing, so they put it in. Mm-hmm. And then she saw it, and she was like... Like, she looked at my name, like, and I was like, what? And she was like, do you get that a lot? And I was like, get what a lot? She's like, your name. And was just like, your name's crazy. So I spent, like, my old name,
what?
Too.
So rude.
Well, I know.
Yeah. God, can
I
you,
know.
Can you imagine if it was baseball?
Yeah. She would have been like, you have to get out. You're not getting on this flight. This is a joke. Where's Ashton Kutcher?
It's crazy she found a new way to be shitty at TSA.
I know. It never ends. I was just like, it's not that crazy. But
no.
I forget. Well, we'll get to the last names. But I guess, you know, whatever. It's a lot of name.
Just there, you like, No liquids over 2 ounces. Pull out your laptop. Shoes go on the belt. Buddy.
This is a terrorist for sure.
Because they're so well, they're so monotonous. The whole everything they say is just repeat. So for them to break out a character is amazing.
That's what's fucked up.
Buddy.
It's a good one.
Buddy's always been my favorite thing to call somebody when I don't know their name.
It's a great thing.
You know, when you don't remember it.
Yeah.
It's buddy.
And I'm a person of a certain age, so one of my favorite toys was my buddy.
Yeah. my buddy.
Now, my you buddy. Both just my acted buddy. Like you were singing a song, but all you were doing was saying my buddy. my buddy. Yeah. See, I know it now, and I never... What's my buddy?
It was a doll for boys. That's just pretty much what it was.
And it had
buddy.
A song?
A little toddler doll that had the song. And then they had Kid Sister.
Is that
Kid Sister?
Kid Sister and me, right? They're both the same.
You both should go into jingle writing. These are incredible.
Don Draper over here.
I just saw one of those clickbait headlines. Actors on Mad Men say they couldn't remember their lines in scenes with John Hamm because they were too busy looking at how handsome he was. I'm like, that is the weirdest excuse for not knowing your lines.
You're so hot.
I can't remember a thing, Don. It's John. See? where were we?
What, my buddy.
We just did middle names. Oh, yeah, my buddy.
We did middle names.
Dolls.
I still don't believe my buddy's a thing. Did anybody here have a my buddy? No, Will's heard of it, though.
I think somebody said yes. This dude said
Wait, let's talk to our audience, Captain Eric. It's a vague memory. It's a vague memory he has. So you didn't own a my buddy. Definitely didn't have one.
You saw the commercial, though, at some point. Yeah. Well, our stirring rendition brought it back for you.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I mean, you could have sang that song with any two words. But you just kept saying my buddy.
Cats, dogs, and me.
A turtle. A turtle.
And me.
A turtle and me.
Giant plunger.
That's what this place needs. Aren't they having a toilet problem?
No, they have the biggest plunger back there, and it did not get the job done.
Can't get the rock out of there.
I've never seen such a long plunger. Like, what is happening? the pole that is this long.
Well, everything's bigger in Texas.
Huh? Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Wow, nobody was into that.
I thought it was good for...
No.
You guys are sick of it.
Something tells me...
We want it to be smaller, actually.
Yeah. People in Texas probably have heard everything's bigger in Texas riff too many times.
Well, I'm from here, and I still like hearing it, so...
Maybe we can start a thing, change it to the state motto. Or is it already? Or what is the state
motto?
What
is the state motto? I'm from here. I don't even fucking know.
Friendship? Something about friendship, really?
What?
Oh,
don't mess with friendship?
That's an environmental campaign.
Yeah.
No, it really is. It started as an environmental campaign.
It was a litter thing.
I think it's my buddy.
My buddy.
Don't mess with my buddy, Andy.
Ooh, wow.
Kid sister.
On your skull candy headphones. Walking into Best Buy with your court order legal name change.
All of those songs we sang sound like something latchkey kids do after school.
All right. Shane?
Yes.
I got another question for you.
Well, I got an answer for you.
Torres. That's the whole question.
Okay. Well, it's an affordable size sedan from Ford.
How do you like your last name?
I think it's pretty slick. I think people are always surprised when they find out I'm Latino too, which is kind of nice.
Who's surprised?
Most people.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
I totally believe you, but.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, I don't think people are like.
What does the Shane throw them off or something?
I think just I. Don't look typically Latino in a Texas sense. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not. I don't give a fuck. That's true. Like nobody looks at me like nobody's like he's Mexican for sure. Like you know. Yeah, but I don't know. So I think it's kind of nice. It's like a little bit of a surprise for people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then they ask me if I speak Spanish, and I say yes, even though I don't.
Because they never try to, they don't speak it either when they're asking. Yeah, yeah. So they can't quiz you on it.
No, they can't. They could. They, if they know three Spanish words, they know two more than me. So they might be, the layperson might be able to get it done.
But when you leave, you should tell them domo arigato. Just really mix it up. Domo.
Bonjour. All right.
Domo. Tourist begins with a T, so you're always late in the alphabet growing up.
Yeah, that.
That's annoying, right?
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, there would be a teacher that was like, would have a last name like with a Z, and they would be like, since
"You went to school with Zendaya."
Yeah, you went to
another
Euphoria,
one namer. Another one namer.
But like, he'd be like, "Mr. Zimkowski." He's like, "I start from the back when I do my orders because I always had Z for a last name, a Z last name," and that was kind of fun. But that only happened like twice.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I can't think of any clear disadvantages to it.
Lots of people named Torres.
It's like
pretty popular.
It's like the Smith of Latino last names.
Yeah, and who's a? I was trying to think if there's any. Are there any Torreses that are well known, like actors or musicians?
This is true. There was another comedian named Shane Torres.
What?
Yeah. And
you killed him?
I thought he was going to be here today.
That guy's great.
Yeah, but does he have four names?
No. He switched it to Eugene. But when I got on TV and he had to change his name, like I whatever became more successful than him, he had all the social media handles. So all my friends grabbed the social media handles and started fake accounts of me on Twitter and Facebook. And they were really funny. It was like John Doerr and Kinane and Sean Jordan and a bunch of other people were putting out tweets that really hurt my feelings. But one of them, the one I remember is one of them just said, "My dream catcher is always empty." And it went for a while, and then like the local rags picked it up and thought it was pretty funny too in Portland. Yeah, that's about it. Shane Torres, pretty famous.
How much more successful are you than the other Shane Torres? Do you want to define it? Judge Tucky.
He took over. He took his life.
Yeah.
He stole it from him.
I think he's doing pretty good.
He's nothing now, but he's still
Shane. He's nothing now?
He still calls himself Shane Torres? He didn't change his name?
No, he goes by Eugene now.
Oh, okay.
He's very nice, too. He is actually quite sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
But I crushed him.
That is wild. That is, like, I forced him to change.
Yeah, he also is a cage fighter.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't.
Well, okay, good luck. I hope he doesn't want it back at some point.
Tired of being Eugene. Eugene Andrew Fitzgibbon Torres. I'm tired of being Eugene.
I take the name back now. Throat rip.
Yeah. Being fun Highlander. There can be only one kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There can only be one Shane Torres. That guy, Eugene, learned the hard way.
He sure as shit did. Took his head off.
So, River, you mentioned earlier that changing butcher would also be something that you could have or maybe would have done. Like, how have you felt about the last name Butcher?
I mean, it's my name, so it's never been weird to me. But people are like, whoa. When I have that, I've not met that many other people that I'm not related to
right.
that have the last name Butcher, because I think a lot of people are like, this is a weird last name. But we just like cling on to it. And I think I do think it's funny that I did not change it when I totally could have. But I do feel like I earned that son of a bitch. So that's why I kept it, you know.
I think there's a lot of bakers, and then there's some butchers.
Yeah.
And then there's no one whose last name is Candlestick Maker.
No Candlestick Makers.
But, so I guess, do people that like are anti, like they think we shouldn't be eating meat get like... Does that bother them that you're that
I don't know
butcher?
Because I am a vegetarian, so.
So you could just throw that. You could throw that right back.
Yeah,
at them.
Throw that.
Like, what
right
are you
back
talking
at
about?
I think they just think it's like intense, and they're like, "What the hell? Why is that your name?" And right. I also one time got a very intense reaction walking around in my, I play on a baseball team that's in like an independent league, and my baseball team's name is Death. And so I have a jersey that says Death on the front of it and Butcher on the back of it. And I just forget that that's, because it's just my, and people are like, what are you doing? Like, it's an intense thing to walk around with.
I think you figured out your next tattoo.
Yeah, that's right.
Death Butcher.
Death Butcher.
Sick.
My middle name's Buddy.
I mean, Buddy yeah. Butcher is so cute. It sounds like a... it sounds like... what's his name?
You just get Buddy across your sounds shoulders like a in
Billy,
old English.
A Billy Crystal character. I'm Buddy Butcher. yeah, that's... the
but
whole,
it's like a weird last name.
The whole name, though, I just if I saw your ID, I'd have the same reaction. I'd be like, what the fuck?
what the hell are you wearing?
All of this shit. No, it's all very cool and weird. Like, that must be a fun one in the schoolyard for the other kids to have a field day with Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of weirdness there.
A lot of TSA agents in the schoolyard just going, what is up with this last name?
Future TSA agents.
Future TSA pissed off. Yeah, it was just a weird one. And then I think people got over it. And then they were just like, that's a weird last name. And I was always in the front of the line. So I just... Oh. Scoot
yeah,
through.
The bees. We're the both bees. Those are good.
Yeah.
What about, did you ever come across that Beatles album, that rare Beatles album cover that
no.
they put out and took back
but
right
I wanted
away
it.
Called the Butcher album?
I really wanted the Butcher album because it's like, you know, it's perfect. But that's what I call my first, well, yeah, my first comedy album is just called Butcher.
That's awesome. Because if you don't
it
know,
it also
I
is
mean,
like, it's an adjective. Adverb?
To butcher.
To be butcher.
To be
then
butcher.
Someone else was also
a butcher.
Integral part of my comedy stand-up for
I
a
guess
while.
A butcher is a butcher. They're not a butcherer. They're
sure,
not
yeah.
butchering. They're, are they?
They're butcher.
They butcher?
Yeah, they butcher. Butcher. Yeah,
is butcher exclusively a meat thing?
Yeah. And a
they
lot,
don't do
well,
anything else but touch well, meat all day?
You could call someone. That sounds like a new restaurant place, like oh, they're vegetable butchers, you know.
Yeah,
it's like a vegan spot or
just
something.
Just cutting up carrots all day.
Yeah.
Well, no,
you
but that
think
is
carrots
that
can
is
feel
the
it
job.
When
that's
cut?
It.
That's it. Yeah. Just
it's
chopping
just
up and
cutting up meat,
wrapping up meat.
Yeah,
but any, I don't. Any butchers I will say, here today? I wonder if anyone would ever. You know what I mean? Like it just feels like butchers don't go to comedy shows.
Just me. That's it.
They're just sitting in the front row in a blood-covered smock.
Just wiping their hands with a bloody rag.
So funny.
Well, that Beatles album was so controversial because they were all holding babies,
yeah,
but they were dressed
Beatles.
Like butchers.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I don't know. How do I not know about this Butcher Beatles album?
And yeah, it was really early
it, they
on.
They like it came out and they pulled it right away because America was like, uh-uh. I don't know if it went over well.
We already
in England.
Don't like your haircuts. We don't like these cut up babies.
Yeah, it was like four or five albums in. I forget what it ended up just being called. You know, this is the Beatles or some shit like that. And but everyone refers to it as the Butcher cover because they really shit. Are. There's blood.
Yeah, and they're just standing.
Is there,
it's very strange.
Can you just see the image on the like? Is it easy to find the image?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it,
oh
okay,
I bet it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I bet it's real easy to find. And you're going to love it when you do.
Next tattoo.
Sick. Back piece is figured out.
And it's, you know, I'm sorry we talked about it so long. We're walking a couple of people who obviously had a butcher baby situation. And you just never know what's going to trigger somebody.
You know what
in
triggers
an audience.
Me, Doug, is
what's
when
that?
People are like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm going to butcher this. It drives me crazy.
Right?
Not really, but I like
it. It is funny.
It does sound like an insult.
Using your last name.
I always go like, hey, easy. And 50% of the people get the joke. Everybody else is like, what?
Wait, you like drop a pass. They're like, way to Torres it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
That's like, how you can respond to them. Just use their name. No, just go out there and mellard it.
Because it doesn't actually make sense because if you are a butcher, you are good at cutting meat. You're like good at doing so like you're accurate. You know? Like if you're not just like
hacking
up.
Away.
Yeah, you're not
yeah.
using a chainsaw.
Yeah, it should be something else.
It should be, I'm going to chainsaw this. But.
Yeah.
What I'm kind of society thinks that saying you killed is good, but saying you butchered it is bad? Like, it's
yeah, I don't
want to
live
this,
in that
all
society.
In the same family to me. As long as you're cutting and killing, as long as you're maiming.
Yeah.
As long as it's really violent, all those words are great. Great.
As long
for
as
comedy.
Your knives are sharp, it's cool.
Yeah. They say all those words. There's all those violent words in comedy, and then also they keep making strain names that sound like they're dangerous or in the weed area. And I'm just here to say I don't care for it. I like a blue dream, not a fucking green crack.
Or like diesel has always been. We're like, why would you want to smoke diesel? Diesel is very
The word diesel
terrible.
Comes up way too much. The other day I was watching the news and the crawl at the bottom said, it just said, research has found that marijuana smoke may be worse for you than tobacco. And that's all it said. It didn't cite anything. There was nothing I could click on. It was just like, yeah, it turns out it might be worse than tobacco. I'm like, oh, fuck, I really blew it. I should have been smoking Camels this whole time. I should have been addicted to nicotine and not enjoying it. Okay, so here's the most important question we ask you on the show, and you know, it's kind of a hardball question. We'll start with you, Shane.
Okay.
Tell us about the Dougs in your life. Has there ever been any Dougs that have been important to you besides those of us here on stage?
The Doug sandwich?
Actually, do I know another Doug? I didn't know this was coming. I should have thought about this.
There
was a red.
It's a wide world of Dougs out there.
Yeah. There's one. There's this Doug. Oh, fuck this.
Are you going to make one up? Is that what's happening?
No. I was going to do like a Doug fun. I was going to do a but I didn't.
Yeah.
I was a Flair bartender at TGI Fridays for a number of years. Yes, I know. And the ladies are turned on.
You had like a name
crazy
tag?
Crazy, there's so many panties up here right now.
You had a name tag that said Shane on it?
I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But there was a manager named Doug, and there was like one shrimp on the floor, and I had an armful of plates I was bussing. Mm-hmm. And he was like just standing there, and he goes, Shane, pick up that shrimp. And I was like, I was like, you're not doing shit. So I just set all my plates on the ground and just picked up the shrimp and walked over to the trash and left the plates there. He got my point. But that's my only other real Doug story.
See, like in a movie or TV show, that you would be like, okay, Doug. Like when they name a character Doug, it's to be spoken to in that tone. right, Doug, whatever you say.
You sound like a thump.
Yeah. Yeah. But so that's a bad Doug. But you got along with him okay after that?
No.
He remained terrible. See, don't like to hear about these terrible Dougs, but I guess they exist. So what are you going to do?
I got fired, so I guess I didn't really have to see him anymore.
So Doug was still there when you left?
He didn't fire me for that, but...
Did fire you eventually.
Somebody else, he wanted me gone. But yeah, we'll say he fired me for brevity's sake.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just, do you think he's still there?
I hope he's dead.
Because we could,
Doug is dead.
Yeah.
We could reveal the location, and people can go in and complain about their, cheese balls? deep fried cheese balls? Is that still at Fridays?
I haven't worked there in 20 years. I'm a professional comedian.
You don't go in and just soak up the ambiance? Like when you're on the road, aren't you just like, I just feel at home at Fridays?
You know what? Fucking Sean Jordan, of all people.
He loves it.
That piece of shit. We were in San Diego at American Comedy Company, and I actually worked at the TGI Fridays in the Gas Lamp District.
Oh, right there. Oh,
yeah. Wow. And he was like, let's go in here. It'll be great. You'll have so much fun. And it sucked. The food was horrible. Everything was shitty. And then it was like the end of our Saturday night of our fun weekend in San Diego. We ate like too much chicken and cheese, and then we just went to the hotel.
Oh, God.
Not as near as
good. Did they make you pick up shrimp at the end of the night?
They don't make you when you're a customer. You get to.
Yeah, anything that falls on the floor at Fridays is yours to eat. Scoop it right up. Don't be silly. What about you, River? Any Dougs in your life?
I just remembered that I had a Doug that I worked with. I had a brief period in Chicago. I worked at like a... We don't have enough time to explain it, but there were like... union printers there. Like, we would do printing for like magazines, like proof printing. It had like a full size color printer in the basement, like as big as this room. And this guy worked the night shift, like overnight. So he would bring his slippers to work and walk around in the office wearing. I feel like this
such
is very
a Doug move,
thing,
yeah.
To have like office slippers, you know. And then, but the Doug that I have a Doug in my life. We play baseball together.
Oh,
we're
nice.
On different teams now, but we were on teams together. And he's just a great guy, and he also just, like, fully embodies Doug, you know what I mean? Like, cut-off shorts, T-shirt, well-fitting, and then just, like, big curly hair. And he also owns a hauling business.
Oh,
can I give him a shout-out on this? Yeah, do you know this Doug? I'm not going to say his last name.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess not, yeah.
Well, I was going to say his business.
Starts with an F.
It out, but... Yeah, he's a
good
great
guy.
Doug.
Yeah, he's a
great Doug. Got a great dog. This is a Doug with a great dog, you know?
Doug loves dogs.
Doug loves dogs.
Oh, that's the thing Doug's definitely have in common is loving. Because if you hate dogs, it's a real rough road because that's a frequent misspelling. A frequent misspelling of Doug is dog. And I like dogs and I like dough because those are the two things that people end up spelling for my name. when I order a cappuccino. All right. Well, this has been very illuminating. Shane is available for identity theft. If anybody,
I sure am.
Anybody wants to get a piece of that. What would you like to plug, Shane? Do you have any plugs you'd like to throw out there? This episode won't be heard by anybody until December 2nd.
Oh.
So keep that in mind.
You can listen to my podcast, No Accounting for Taste, where Kanane and I defend things people are shitty about. And then ShaneIsAComedian.com, and you can find all my stuff there. Shane Torres on platforms. And
Shane Torres, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
River, what have you got to plug?
Yeah, I mean, I just have some shows coming up in January, which is fun, like at Sketchfest on the 27th and Vermont Comedy Club the weekend of the 20th. And then I'm in Pittsburgh and Columbus somewhere before that. I can't remember the dates. But as Shane said, all my dates are up on ShaneTorres.com.
Yep. I'm trying to branch out.
No, my dates are on RiverButcher.com.
RiverBuddyButcher?
No, I didn't do the whole thing. Now I feel like I should do the whole thing.
That was great.
Doug Mellard, I'd say do your plugs, but we're out of time. This has been... what do you want to plug, buddy?
I got a film coming out next month. I help write with my buddies Joseph Ahern, the director, and the editor, Dan Riddle. It's called The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood. It'll be... Dougie's in it for a second. It's called The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood. It'll be available everywhere on VOD, like iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
awesome,
buddy.
Man. And yeah, then, that's really cool.
Yeah, thanks. And it's going to be really fun. That's, coming out pretty soon here, so check that out.
Nice.
Oh,
right on. For those of you who are here, just a quick reminder that Doug Loves Movies will be back in this very space tomorrow at this same time. And so come back for that if you can. And DougLovesMovies.com is where all my dates and deets are located. One more time, everybody, for Shane Torres and River Butcher.
Thank you guys very much.
Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Yeehaw!
Doug Mellard.
Dougie Benson, everybody.
Come and Take It Festival. The Secret Group. TGI Fridays. As always, don't mess with Dougs.
Got it.